A woman that I never knew gave a gift to my mother. 12 simple words. Hold on to your music, it will be your best friend in life. And because those words permeated my mother's soul and heart, that's why I'm a pianist. And the woman, of course, was my grandmother, the woman for whom I'm named.
Mona Golubac has made music her life. As a concert pianist, she's performed with most of the major orchestras in the world. In her new book, The Children of Willesden Lane, Golubac tells for the first time the story behind her music. It's the story of her mother, Lisa, of her mother's childhood as a musical prodigy in Vienna, of the advancing Nazi armies, and her escape to England on the legendary Kinder transport. Golubac told Anne Strainchamps the story.
My mother boarded the very famous Kinder transport. She was chosen to go on that train. She got a spot on this miracle transport rescue operation. And at that train station where my mother, when she would put me to sleep at night and tell me of that moment at the train station where hundreds of families were crowded together and children were crying and being shoved and screaming and saying goodbye and being told the last words, she was given those words, hold on to your music, it will be your best friend in life, to inflame her journey and to give her the strength to say goodbye.
There's a piano piece that recurs in your mother's story, a Grieg piano concerto. What did that mean? Where does that play into the story?
Well, when she was a young girl and she would go to her piano lesson every Sunday in Vienna, and this was, of course, the thrilling hour of her week, she always told me she had this recurring daydream going on the tram into the center of the city, where she imagined that she was gliding across the Vienna Opera House or the Philharmonic Hall, and the orchestra was behind her, and the grand audience was in front of her, you know, all elegantly dressed. And the timpani would roll, and suddenly she would descend into, plunge herself into the Grieg piano concerto, because this was her fantasy. This was her dream, to become a great concert pianist.
Once your mother got to England, it was terribly difficult for her to hold on to music. She wound up working as a maid at a big manor house where they had a piano, but she wasn't even allowed to touch it.
It's one of the most chilling moments in the story when she shared it with me, that she was inflamed with those words from the train station, and yet, of course, she was part of the help. And forbidden, so to speak, it was never really said, but it was implied that the help didn't touch certain things. So one day, when everyone went to church, she crept out from her room, went down into the room where this piano was, and because she was so frightened, what she did was to hear the music in her soul and in her mind, and she played above the keys. She said to me that that was a pivotal moment for her, because then she remembered again those words at the train station. And even though she had enough to eat and she was safe and she was away from the darkness in Europe, it wasn't enough.
You tracked down some of the other orphans who knew your mother then. Did any of them remember hearing her play?
The single thing that everyone told me was they remembered her playing the Grieg piano concerto and that theme. Dum bum ba dum bum bum ba dum bum bum. They remembered the first moment when she walked in to the orphanage and went to the piano and played it. Something that they had left behind in Europe, and they were reminded of their families and the culture that they had left behind. And that particular theme became the mascot that the kids would whistle to each other whenever they saw each other. Many of them told me the thing that which really got to them was the fact that she would go down into that basement when the Blitz started. She refused to go to the shelter where all the kids were going once the Blitz started. She instead was determined to go one-on-one against Hitler. and she would pound out the cadenza of the Grieg piano concerto.
For a long time, I mean, your mother was in England for 6 years, and her music must have been a link for her to her family, and she must have, you know, thought about them and wondered where they were and hoped against hope that they would survive. When she discovered that they probably had not survived, did music become painful to her then? Was there a time when it just hurt too much?
Well, my mother would often again tell me at the piano or when she put me to sleep at night how Malka taught her in Vienna and how Malka loved the music and would love to listen to her daughter play. So that when we wrote the book and we had those scenes when she's down in the basement or practicing by herself and she's so forlorn, very often I would imagine that my mother was playing for Malka and wondering, how would Malka say to phrase this? I think she had a dialogue, either because the music was the link to her or the desperation to hold on to her mother. She sometimes said to me she tried to remember the way the face was or the voice or the touch of her mother. Probably the most profound thing that my mother often told me when she put me to sleep was to tell me about those lists that they all went to see after the war, where they went to the Red Cross. And my mother never told me how the music impacted her at the moment of discovering the lists. But I had to, in writing this, sort of inhabit my mother's soul or imagine what it was that she hadn't told me, what she hadn't revealed to me. And I knew that there had to have been a moment where she couldn't go on when she discovered they were gone, that it would be impossible to fulfill the dream. And what would it take to go out on that stage and fulfill the promise to her mother? And that's what I tried to do with the ending of the story.
You actually have a recording of your mother playing at Wigmore Hall. Will you tell me about it?
One of the pieces that she performed in her debut was the triumphant Polonaise of Chopin. And she would describe and tell me how Chopin wrote this in tribute to the Polish people as the revolution was sweeping across Europe. And in the same way she walked out on that stage to play this pièce de résistance, or her great moment, because she wanted to pay tribute to all the great British people who had not only opened their hearts to her and to the 10,000 Jewish children and saved their lives, but to their unbelievable bravery during the Blitz.
In everlasting memory to you, my darling, all the best of luck.
When Lisa walked out on that stage and made her debut, she built a hymn of gratitude to every mother and father who had the courage to save their child by saying goodbye. And I think that if I can impact one parent out there, or one child, or one student out there, by the story of Malka, and by the story of Lisa, and how even in the darkest moments, if we follow a dream, and if we love people profoundly, and we follow that path, we make a difference in this life. And that's what I've tried to do. I've tried to be worthy of what Malka gave to my mother.
Mona Golubac's book about her mother is called The Children of Willesden Lane. Golubac is a concert pianist and recording artist, and host of the syndicated classical music show The Romantic Hours. She recently received a major grant to develop her mother's story for classroom use in schools nationwide.